Political Action Committee. PACs are a way for businesses, labor unions, and other special interest groups to pool donations for a specific campaign. Regular PACs, which are different from super PACs, have been donating to campaigns since 1944. But PACs have significant financial restrictions. Corporations aren't allowed to contribute, and PACs can only give up to $5,000 per candidate and $15,000 per national party. Additionally, individuals cannot contribute more than $5,000 to a PAC per year. But in 2010, a Supreme Court ruling known as Citizens United said that restricting corporate political donations was in violation of freedom of speech. Legally, it was argued that spending is speech, even if that speaker is a corporation. This led to the creation of super PACs. Essentially, super PACs are allowed to give unlimited funds from people, corporations, and unions. The only rule is that super PACs must operate independently of candidates. However, this rule is often skirted.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And reason.
Episode 238, coming at you. DJ Matador will never vote, because I won't fucking vote, ever, because it's fucking stupid, it's useless, the government's against you. I used to be like part of society and want to like fit in and all that for a brief period, but now I'm fucking 40 and I don't give a fuck. Joe Biden, we're fucked. Donald Trump, we're fucked. California Governor Newsom, we're fucked. Kamala Harris, we're fucked. So fuck voting and fuck all your local measures too, because they don't matter either. Your response, DJ Gower.
Well, I think my first response would be, if you don't vote, you can't bitch.
That's okay. So. I'm done bitching. I've accepted my fate as a American. And yeah, man, I'm done with all of it because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of worry, if you will. I'm here and I'm fucking done with all of it.
No, dude, I'll tell you what the bigger waste is. All right. The bigger waste is that the people that were given the right to vote by our forefathers, you, me, all of us, now, having been 400 years plus removed from that nonsense that happened back then, are taking it for advantage. We're taking advantage of it, simply. We just, I could vote, but I don't need to vote. Fuck that. I mean, I live in the state of California, and like 10 million people are going to vote in the opposite direction of what I believe, so it doesn't fucking matter what I vote anyway, because it's not going to happen.
If you think you can win the lottery, that's the same chance as affecting change in this country at this point. We're on the decline. We're on the downward slope. It's fucking over. The internet can suck my ass. I'm finished.
The counter to that is you're never going to win the lottery if you don't play the lottery.
You're never going to win anyway.
But you might.
I don't know about that. Anyway, we got the nightmare election coming up. I should have never put this NFL game on, damn it.
I know. Pretty too good.
Anyway, yeah, man.
We're all going to get COVID anyway. It's cool.
Yeah, just the election's coming up. Phoenix. We're 1 week away.
Yeah, not even, man. Tuesday, bro.
We're 5 days away or what?
Yeah, man. It's like this Tuesday. So we're going to put out back-to-back episodes just to fuck shit up.
That's right. And yeah, we're going to hear a lot of voting tracks. And I just got to say, either side will contest the election unless it's a landslide. And I guess I guarantee it's going to be close. So this misery is going to drag on and on and on.
And then it will finally get to the Supreme Court, where our new Supreme Court justice will be the deciding vote.
Yeah, I know. The system's so corrupt. We're trying to cope. I wish we could hang out. We were going to possibly hang out in November, but that got shut down.
Yeah.
Now I'm attending a Thanksgiving meal with relatives.
But
it will be there someday. And all this fucking political shit, we will not talk about it whatsoever because I'm finished. I'm washing my hands of it. I'm a happier man when I don't know what's going on. The fucking internet is evil.
Well, not only is it evil, but it's also, for being this vast, infinite wealth of knowledge, it's very fucking specific in the information it gives you.
Oh, yeah. In the daily news cycle, every day, some bullshit article. Well, you have to read between the lines, you know.
All the algorithms, because based that you clicked on this article or that you like this page or whatever, suddenly that's the news that you're getting. And that's some fucking bullshit that you're not presented with both sides of the story. You're fed one direction until that's the only fucking monkey that you know.
Exactly. And also, just equally as mind fucking, the social media, man. You know, you can find like-minded people in some bullshit weirdo cause on the internet through Facebook, and you know, down the rabbit hole of Trump's the greatest guy I've ever seen or Biden's the greatest guy I've ever seen. They're both fucking trash.
I guarantee you that tonight I could set up a page that was like Pink Bic Lighter Lovers, right? A page dedicated to people that love Bic lighters in the color pink only. And by fucking Sunday, I would have 200 people in that group.
Yeah, man. And all I got to say is California. Go ahead.
Well, no. Not only that. But then this is where, like, the utilitarian plurocracy comes into social media, right? Because then suddenly these 200 people that just joined this group about, you know, everybody loves pink fucking Bic lighters. Well, this one guy has to spout off and go, yeah, but you know, when they don't have pink, sometimes they get yellow. And you get that guy's, fuck that shit, man. I only go with black if the pink's not available. And next thing you know, you're like, there's people fighting because one's fucking yellow and one's black. You're like, this is a fucking page about pink lighters. Why are you fighting about black and yellow? What the fuck? And that's where we are politically right now.
Yeah, Bic lighters, like to give them a shout out. Yeah, man. They've actually caused more harm than good.
You've gotten me through a lot of things, Bic.
Trying to get sponsored by Bic. Right now, drinking a revision social fermentation. I got to say, it's lackluster. It's probably old, right? That's the new Chico trend of oldness.
Well, that's the thing you always got to look for with these. You know, you're drinking a good, strong IPA or something like that. If that canned on date is more than 90 days.
928's pretty new, though.
Yeah, no, that's freshy. That's freshy. Okay, that's less than a month, you know? Like, you're good there, or at a month, exactly. So over here, I got some, what do I got here? Oh, the Num Num juice from Fall River Brewing.
Nice. I've never really liked those guys, but yeah, man, I'm sure they have pretty good beer at this point. Everybody in California does, but what California also has is 50% of the homeless population in the United States, so that's pretty sweet. Did you know that?
Dude.
It's fucking brutal, dude. Goddamn state. I don't even, 50%.
I don't know the official statistics or not. Like, you were just quoting. Like, I don't know where that's from. Or I don't know if that's official.
I read an article about it today, which could be fake, but it sounded factual.
Right, based on what we were talking about earlier about algorithms, right?
Because you can't believe one goddamn thing you fucking read anymore on the goddamn internet.
But that's the problem, right? Is that...
Oh, yeah.
We got a huge swath of people that are only believing that and not believing anything else. And you're like, no. You're getting fed a disinformation cycle that is feeding you one mindset that is only agreeable with what you agree with. They see what you like, they see what you don't like, they feed you what you want, and you keep eating.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, and I hear DJ EJ in the background singing. You think he cares about...
That was actually DJ Mrs. Gatt.
Oh, you...
preparing the pumpkin carving festivities that are about to ensue.
All right.
Post-podcast.
Nice. Yeah, dude.
Good luck
editing
that. Post podcast. That's going to be a lot of popping peas for you.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to play some more music. Then I'll just keep ranting for the next.
Have we even played music yet?
No, we haven't. But I'm fucking so sick of the election bullshit. It's reached a boiling point. And
on the next talking segment, we'll get deeper into why you don't actually vote, or if you've never actually voted.
I've never actually voted, which I was ashamed at first, but now I'm kind of proud. So. Next talking segment, I'll tell you why. Rhyme.
And vote like your life depended on it, because this is treason.
It doesn't matter at all.
I don't really think the weapons of mass destruction were the sole reason for the war.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction.
Fuck the government.
Turns out he
did. It
just doesn't hold water as far as I'm concerned.
Fuck the government. The government.
The terrorists attacked us and killed 3,000 of our citizens.
Fuck the government.
Before we started the freedom agenda in the Middle East. What did Iraq have to do with what? Nothing.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface. Fuck the government, the government, the government, the government. Fuck the government, the government, the government. Fuck the government, the government.
Fuck the government, the government. Because our colleague and some of these former Baathists are killing innocent Iraqis and killing our soldiers in order to try to get us to leave.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who broke shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold him that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering a crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal. Fuck the government. The government. The government.
Today that you do not know if senior members of the Iranian government are in fact behind these explosives. That contradicts what U.S. officials said in Baghdad on Sunday. They said the highest levels of the Iranian government were behind this. It also it seems to square with what General Pace has been saying, but contradicts with what your own...
I can't say it more plainly. There are weapons in Iraq that are harming U.S. troops because of the Quds Force. And as you know, I hope, that the Quds Force is a part of the Iranian government. Whether Ahmadinejad ordered the Quds Force to do this, I don't think we know. But we do know that they're there, and I intend to do something about it. And I've asked our commanders to do something about it, and we're going to protect our troops.
Some of those contradictions, Mr. President.
There's no contradiction that the weapons are there and they were provided by the Quds Force.
What assurances can you give the American people that the intelligence this time will be accurate?
Ed, we know they're there. We know they're provided by the Quds Force. We know the Quds Force is a part of the Iranian government. I don't think we know who picked up the phone and said the Quds Force go do this, but we know it's a vital part of the Iranian government. What matters is that we're responding. The idea that somehow we're manufacturing the idea that the Iranians are providing IEDs is preposterous. Ed, my job is to protect our troops. And when we find devices that are in that country that are hurting our troops, we're going to do something about it, pure and simple.
Neighborhood tensions have been simmering over gentrification. Though moderate housing has been built, thousands have been displaced. While new class of urban professionals took up residence in luxury apartment houses, spawning changes that catered to them.
I try to represent the struggle, but the struggle as of late is being co-opted to bubble. Check the hustle, poverty-stricken huddles, poverty-stricken of us just displaced and rustled up. When old folks rush to the valley, moving us out of coastal Cali, proving that the gap between the haves and the have-nots got the working classes steady ass out when it come to housing. Gentrified is what we call it, reverse white flight, steady spoiling. Got these wealthy techies loving when we selling weed for their dogs, but little black kids selling water get the cops called.
liquor stores and weed. When it's us, when it's them, it's microbreweries and cannabis. Same neighborhood, different people, but the quality of life is through the roof for certain reasons that they tap dance and answers to.
Freedom and equality, right here where the gangsters ride. And if you can't follow me, all you gotta do is look outside. Where did we go? Where are we at? How did we get here? Can we go back?
It ain't no black people left in Oakland. It ain't no black people left in San Francisco. I see more black people back in Sacramento. And we all know that none of this is accidental. Ask your kinfolk about the 80s and 90s, back when it was oh so simple. Quality of life was just as good in the areas they swear changed recently, but really it's the hood. And the hood means black. And if it's black, then it's bad. And if it's bad, then it's cheap. And if it's cheap, then we grab and we hold and we sell. When we finish criminalizing and displacing families for twice the price, what the hell? Fail. Bell, question their entitlement. I've been hood, you live in the hood. Now it's good, why is this? I resist prices, which side with rich whites and give light to this fight against my kind and won't silence this.
Freedom and equality, right here where the gangsters rise. And if you can't follow me, all you gotta do is look outside. Where did we go? Where are we at? How did we get here? Can we go back? Thinking about
they vilify my black skin, just enough for demonizing, fraternizing black men, just enough for chastising black kids. Police pull up and turn the block to target practice. Plus the fact is, Eastern Contra Costa County and Castro Valley Harbor, Ku Klux Klansmen. Add this with black families looking for a better life, and what you get is resistance from pre-established pro-right old whites. So they make up harm to take up arms and take what's ours. Imaginary adversaries claiming that my race does harm, but they come hard for burdens they create, then insist I have to carry. Irony, so I plot to take back plots of real estate, give back spots and make fat knots and educate, give blacks props and set up shops and get us straight, get them devils something to really hate. Ah.
What you gonna do now?
Thing you might have noticed, I don't complain about politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah.
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here. Like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on election day, am in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with. So I know that a little later on this year you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will improve immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is when I get finished masturbating, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks.
Phase and facet of national life, there is a war being waged on America's poor. The only apparent solution to the scourge of homelessness is to build more and more prisons.
Yeah. for showtime. You know what I'm saying? It's showtime.
Growth has slowed down over the past 50 or so years. I want to start with the data. Many of you may not be familiar with this study, so here's the graph if you want to see the numbers I'm talking about. You'll see that wages and productivity are almost the same line from 1948 to 1973. Basically, anytime productivity went up, there's a corresponding increase in wages. So, as we develop more powerful technologies, more efficient work processes, things like that, workers receive most of those benefits. But after the year 1973, things changed dramatically, and you can see that the compensation line not only stops going up, but actually decreases from 73 until the late 90s. Meanwhile, productivity went up by almost 50% over the same time period, and if you calculate the total change from 1973 to 2014, the result is that productivity increased by 138.7%, while compensation only increased by 9%. Now, obviously this is a controversial issue. You could ask 10 different politicians why they think this trend exists, and you'll probably get 10 different answers.
Episode 238 coming at you. DJ Matador will never vote.
And has never voted?
And has never voted. Too punk to vote, man.
Too punk to vote. Okay. I mean, I get it. Anarchy, right? Let the system sort the system out.
Yeah, it's just so corrupted, you know. And ever since 9/11, it's a downward slide. The fall of Rome. It's happening.
Yeah, but it. But at 9/11, you were what, 20, 21?
I still had dreams and hopes and of a better
life.
Which
meant that there was at least like two elections that you would have been eligible for prior to that.
Yeah, that's right. And I never voted for a single fucking one because guess what? Electoral College, 47 votes. They went to Joe Biden. You don't even have to leave your chair.
You might have heard that already, or you might be hearing it soon, or it might be in the background. I don't fucking know. This is Rhyme and Treason. But we're going to hear some Schoolhouse Rock talking about
the
Electoral College. No, the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah. That was the Simpsons I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Where they mocked it. But anyway, man, I wish we could party and hang out, but it's just funny. Like, everyone's so juiced up about the election, man. Just got off a 7-day run at work. And yeah, man, that's all I do is work. And I'm accepting I'm accepting my place. There's no winning.
So, like, were your coworkers, like, active voters? Did they, like,
they basically talk shit all week. So then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you.
So they've already voted?
Yeah. Oh, not yet, but they're... You know, ex-military guys—they
haven't voted yet, but they're talking shit to you.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it because I'll never fucking vote for some piece of shit politician who is owned by corporations, big pharma, funding his super PAC to run. So yeah, you think some fucking Gavin or fuckface or some douchebag
Gavin or fuckface?
You haven't heard. Yeah, dude, they don't have your interest in, they don't care about you at all. They care about money, profit, power, and yeah, right, there's not a single decent fucking anything, man.
So let me ask you this question then, right?
From the liberals to the fucking Trumpy people.
Like, if I were to be a politician, right? If I was going to run for an office, this is the question that I want to be able to answer to the American people. So this is the question that I would expect anyone running for office to be able to answer. DJ Matador, as someone that has never voted a day in his life and has had the opportunity to vote in at least 4 presidential elections and numerous state and local elections, but has never done so, what could I, the ubiquitous I, do to get you to go and register and vote for someone like me?
Nothing. Zero. You'd have to pay me at least maybe $1,000. Maybe.
I would have to. But you didn't vote for Andrew Yang. And he
I
was
would if he was on the if he was on the fucking ballot. No, give me $1,000 to go drive to the ballot box. I guess I would do it, but still, I'd be like bitter and just wear some puncture.
So you're telling me, like, if I were to pass a law that said that, like, maybe say everybody in America, no matter what, gets Election Day off, the whole thing shuts down, like COVID lockdown shuts down. Okay, everything's closed for 24 hours so that everybody gets an opportunity to go vote.
Still wouldn't do it. Not at all.
And that would never happen, by the way. You get paid for that day.
Now, if we were in like the Netherlands or some fucking cool...
So essentially it's a free day off.
Switzerland or one of those countries maybe, but not here in America. I'm not getting a fucking day off to go do that. What? Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course not. Because it's all about taxation, you know.
No, it's all about your employer. It's all about your employer making your decisions for you, right?
Oh, yeah. But what are you going to do? Right now, I'm just going to work, save money, and then do something the fuck else, because this system's broken as fuck. And yeah, I'm lucky to have what I have. I'm very grateful. But voting for any measure in Chico, especially, it seems like a lost cause, man. Unless they just rip it down and tear it. You've always said that, you motherfucker. You badass motherfucker I wish I was partying with right now. DJ Gower, you always say, tear it the fuck down, rebuild it, right? There's so much bureaucracy, red tape, all of it. It's fucking
bullshit. And here's the thing. This is the beautiful thing. Like, from where I've come from then to now, I guess I would say, is that I understand enough about or more about it now to know that the foundation that our forefathers put down is so much stronger.
DJ Cower's son is interrupting his great political statements, but which is funny.
Yes,
DJ EJ, he's the one I, you know, think about, kind of. I think it'll be okay, though. It'll work out, you know. But, like, AI is probably going to, like, limit the jobs.
I'm sorry.
There's 7 billion people. 7 billion. Think of how many are in the U.S. Think of all the competitions for the few jobs that he will have in the future. Oh, shit. I love how I get to watch it live. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit right now. That's a pretty good one.
Or like the lack of jobs, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Because of automation, because of, you know, think of the future.
And,
like,
and the opportunities that he's going to have because he's a white male.
He's going to have less opportunities than you do right now, guaranteed. White male or not, you know.
So, I don't know about that.
I just think there's going to be limited jobs and shit. That's what I'm worried about. But, you know, I don't have kids, and all I got to say is fuck voting. You're voting for nothing. There's no purpose to it. America's fucked. The policies are fucked. The bureaucracy's fucked. Especially the goddamn city council meetings of Chico are fucked. So you always say go, you know, like the Bordello song, think locally, fuck globally. So I've been thinking locally this whole, like, for an 8-month stretch, right? And it's completely foobar, dude. Like, there's no turning back.
I could not agree with you more. Okay,
Bidwell so Park has shanty towns in it. Shanty towns at 1 mile. There's fucking tents. There's like tarps. There's every, you know, the stupid sycamore pool or whatever. Fucking all homeless people. And it, like the trails, the whole thing is just overrun to the max.
See, that's the kind of shit that gets me, right? And then, so, like, you hit the nail on the head, right? Like, the whole think locally, fuck globally.
That's a good reason to vote. I'll give you that one. But now, right. But, what the fuck?
No, man. I'm right there with you with the giant butt that follows it, right? Because what happened, right? Your experience with my experience, which I'll go into more detail on the next episode, which is DJ Gower Always Votes.
Which I can't wait for.
But I will divulge a story about attending a virtual... Sorry, there's gunshots in the background.
I know.
a virtual community meeting with the Community Association Board... Right. So that's about as local as it gets, right? Your own local community association and the giant shit show that followed it because I was there.
Yeah, exactly. And another shout out to Reddit. They always have these public forum like where people just go crazy. All right, we're gonna play some more music. Here we go.
Hopefully I don't get shot in my own backyard.
I know.
This is Ryan.
In Sacramento. Shouldn't vote for shit because it's already a ghetto shithole.
E-L-E-C-T-O-R-A-L. Electoral College. We've got a tale to tell.
So what if we don't have a football team? At least we never have to write a theme. No classes, no professors, no tuition. Yet we're the goal of every politician. Cause everyone who graduates becomes a president.
I'm gonna send your vote to college when you vote for president. And if you'll let me share some knowledge, you'll understand this big event. The folks who wrote our Constitution had the idea for this plan. And it's been used in our elections since our government began. When you pull down all my levers for the person of your choice, you're also choosing state electors who will have the final voice. They're called the Electoral College, and they'll meet to stipulate who the voters have selected to be the winner in each state. Now the number of electors that your state is going to get is based on total population. That's the formula that's set. And when the popular vote is counted to find a winner in each state will pledge all of its electors to choose the winning candidate.
I like it.
E-L-E-C-T-O-R-A-L. Electoral College, and we deserve a yell.
And even if the vote is close, someone wins by just a little tiny hair, the electors give that person all their votes, and it's considered fair and square. I'm gonna send your vote to college when you vote for president. And now the Electoral College will work the way our founders meant. So what if they don't have a big macho football team?
It's every politician's special dream.
Cause everyone who graduates.
Yes, everyone who graduates.
Everyone who graduates becomes the president.
One, two, 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 two.
public service announcement for all the people out there listening to this funky ass boom bap album. Check it out. Take a second. Just chill out for a minute. Take a second. Check this out.
As I walk along this road, paved with human kindness, I can never forget the price you've paid. I'm an actor on a roll, an artificial virus. I'm your daddy, I'm your disgrace. I say, kid, just move along. We don't want it, don't need it. Your politics just breed despair. I salute an empty flag of ancient tribalism, and trust me, nobody cares. For I am your candidate. I am bloody lips and makeup. California.
is it never again, never again. Never again, never again. The king is dead. Trading my life for the guilt is weighing down my arms. Tell me again what a monster is. Tell me again what a monster is. Tell me again what a monster is. Cause my city dies tonight.
About one all the southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream.
Episode 238. DJ hey, Gower almost got shot. Yeah, I don't know if you heard this in the podcast, but there was gunshots and like peeling out. Because he voted for the wrong politician.
Then they apparently drove like right in front of my house, and I don't know if you could like hear the gangster rap music that was blaring, but it was something like gunshots rang out like a bell.
Yeah. Jesus, dude, what are we living in? Fucking A. Yeah, man, I will never fucking vote. I'm pretty proud that I have never voted at this point because it never didn't matter. The system was rigged against me before I was born, and if I wasn't white, like you brought up, oh, yeah, I'd be even more fucked. And yeah, man, the fucking, you know, if Biden gets elected, more rules, more frivolous laws, more taxes. If Trump gets elected, probably more taxes, more beatdowns of the black guys, more fucking police oppression, more civil, you know, unrest, and more foreign policy where he just agitates and is ready for war with everyone. But Biden will just bow down to China, bend over and get fucked with a giant Chinese schlong in his ass. That 78-year-old piece of shit.
Well,
right? This yeah, guy's like in shock right now. I love how I get two podcasts with this like nearly getting shot up.
I just want to say right in this moment that I think that it's completely fair that people feel so torn because I don't think we've ever been presented with such two bullshit choices for president.
The last one was pretty bullshit too. Obama, like,
do you want Biden?
Charismatic.
Do you want Trump? Or do you want the guy that just like drove past my house, shooting his gun and blasting his music? Like, I think 89% of the people would vote like, dude who shot his gun and was blasting his music, because at least you know where that fucking guy stands. You know what his truth is. You know he's not gonna fucking there's no bullshit involved there. It's like you do it or you don't do it, you die or you live. Like, okay, I understand, right? It's a very primal understanding.
Yeah,
but two bullshit con artists trying to fucking con people one way and the other, it's like, you can shine two sides of a shit coin, but either way you bite on it, it's still a shit coin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in a state of shit in this country. And whatever, man, just keep working, earning that cash, you know. Keep your head down. Keep your, you know, just fucking put up with it because it's only going to get worse. There's nothing you can do to change it. And the worst thing you can do is fucking believe that you can change it by voting. It's pointless, worthless. You have no chance.
And on the next episode,
DJ Matador, we'll have the optimistic side. We'll have the optimistic side of things from DJ Gower. I hate to be such a jaded fuck that's just like basically an 18-year-old in a 40-year-old man's body at this point.
I think there's just more peeling out or to what? Make sure that they terminated their target. Something. I don't know.
What drama? The fuck? And the purge is happening. No. Soon, though, it probably will. We'll be fucking buying super security systems, arming to the teeth. And yeah, no matter who you vote for or elect, That's a reality that's going to happen, probably. And merging with machines, or machines taking your jobs. So, fuck 2020, fuck the politicians, fuck voting. DJ Matador. I'm not cool at all, by the way. I'm the least cool motherfucker that ever fucking lived, so, and I don't give a fuck. My personal opinion at this point is don't ever vote. It's stupid. Waste of time. Proud not to be a part of the fucking system of corruption. The lies, the campaign slogans, the campaign commercials, the campaign fucking super PAC funding by the corporations. Yeah. Anyway, closing out the show. You have no comment?
I was waiting
for
the
rhyme. Are you floored by those comments? Oh, yeah. And shout out to Mother.
Oh, got that shit in my fridge right now. Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's good.
Motherfucker, that was gunshots of treason.
Wear a bulletproof.
Bear me, bro. Bear me.
Treason.
Church dynamic. Attack the family, keep the public. shit I never wrote.
I ain't writing this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
The realest shit you ever quote.
Yo.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. Since mama ain't at home, dad's still in jail. Trying to make a play.
Anybody seen the scale?
My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. My money's like green and my Jordan's like gray. And they love team white. Now how much you try to pay?
Today was a good day, hope I had me a great night.
I don't know what you're fishing for, catch your great white.
Me, I see great white, heavy as killer whales. I cannot believe this, who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinion, that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us, would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida, would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle, cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus. Tell them forward to Moses and CCI. Mr. Soul Survivor, does that make me a convict? Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude oil that's black as my nigga Boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga Clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah.
Yeah, first black president. Win, lose, draw, nigga.
Southside Jack Bells. Booker T. Washington. Oh, y'all ain't think I knew that shit. Sidney Poitier, what they do?
150 people become homeless every day in Los Angeles County.
They consider us criminals. That's the way it is.
We do need help. We need a lot of help out here. They don't want us to be seen. We are people too.
Despite record spending statewide to address the crisis, it's only getting worse, and people are frustrated.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.